Meeting is now being recorded.
Good day, everyone. This is for the record. I'd like to welcome
you. You're coming in and out, Brenda. Can anybody else?
Yeah, I will step in. It seems like Brenda left earlier. So, welcome everyone. This is the plenary calls for the RDS Waste 2 Review Team, plenary call number 18 on 5th of February 2018 at 2:30 p.m. UTC. Today in attendance, we have Suzanne Kawaguchi, Lily Sun, Catherine Burr-Bolst, Carlton Summers. For Iconog, we have Alice Jensen, Amy Creamer, Lisa Pfeiffer, Brenda Brewer, and myself, Jean-Baptiste Deroulet. In the observer room, we have nobody so far, and we have apologies today from Ezekiel, Dimitri Belyarsky, and Alan Greenberg.
Hey, thank you, Jean-Baptiste and Brenda. So it looks like, well, let me start with the right process here. Are there any SOI updates that people would like to declare? Doesn't sound like there is. So even though we only have a few members on the call, I'd like to go ahead and continue the call because we have work to be done. So thank you for joining this morning. And it looks like what we should start with is the subgroup status. And I was wondering, I'll start first just to get it rolling. The compliance subgroup now had a meeting with a call. Well, I was in ICANN offices last week, but we also had ability to call the other members to call in and dial into the meeting. We had a meeting with Maggie Sarad and Jamie Hedlund, and it was just sort of a kickoff meeting to figure out how ICANN compliance was structured, you know, who works on who is, what tools they're using, what interaction with other sort of groups out there, formal groups that deal with who is, like the APWG and some other abuse groups. And it was actually a very informative meeting, and I sent out the document that Maggie prepared from our questions. So what the compliance team will be doing now is, compliance subgroup will be doing now is taking that document and making a plan for the next steps. I haven't done that because that was last Thursday and it was a little crazy that last week. And so I'll propose a plan to the compliance subgroup. Also, they've recently published the compliance annual report, so for 2017. So, the homework is for the compliance subgroup is to read that, and so hopefully before Friday we'll have a better idea of where we're going and how we are going to review who is in compliance. So, we're on our way with it. Any questions or concerns with that? All right.
Hi, this is Catherine. Sorry,
yes.
I'm not in the Adobe
Catherine.
Room. Yes, I was just wondering how you went about meeting. Did you have any... sort of good practice that you could share? I mean, did you share, because I know you also had a number of questions formulated in your subgroup one first priority work statement and work plan. Did you send those in advance, or did you have any preparation in terms of sharing any other documents or questions beforehand?
Yes, we took the overall questions from that the template document and created more specific questions, sort of added details we wanted, and but it still was sort of a document that was just overall, like, how does ICANN manage who is? And actually Carlton added some really interesting questions, which provided he was the one that added questions to the working document that we provided them in advance about the what relationships they have with other like abuse groups, APWG and justice groups in general. And that actually was an interesting discussion. It sort of sits outside of compliance, but with David Conrad's team, but I think it will give us an interesting area of exploration and probably something more to delve into that I hadn't really seen. So I appreciate that, Carlton. And I think we had a list of, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 questions, and which was helpful to them also because they weren't thinking on the fly. And Maggie prepared a, you know, responsive document. In the discussion, then we were able to ask additional questions off of that document. So, go a little more in depth. So I would recommend that with whomever your team is, has targeted to talk to at ICANN, that you provide some of the questions up front. It just gives a more in-depth conversation.
Okay, thank you. Because what we're considering, we have the strategic priority subgroup that I'm the rapporteur for. And for this one, I have a number of pretty detailed questions in the document that will now be taken up in the additional briefing request. So what I was wondering, in fact, was whether to wait for this briefing and then go back for more detail, or whether to sort of have a meeting first, possibly even though the briefings, I understand, are still being prepared.
I would suggest that you start a dialogue because even though the briefing documents may be really helpful once we see them, they're going to be several weeks out or months out. And so if you actually start a dialogue with the team, and I'm not sure, having not looked at the strategic priority template, I'm not sure which, teams at ICANN that would be, but I think I just found it very enlightening just to talk to them, and, we scheduled an hour. We went like an hour and 20 minutes and probably could have gone much longer but people, had other things to attend to. And so, but even if you just scheduled a half-hour call, you might find discover details that you want to dig into more that you hadn't really thought of, which is definitely what came out of our experience.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for that.
Good. So since you're on the line, do you want to give us an update on strategic priority? Because we just need to go through all the subgroups.
Sure. So on the strategic priority, we have sign off from Carlton, who gave me some edits to the document, and is happy with the overall outcome now. And we're still awaiting feedback from Volker. So as he was on parental leave, and I understand he was sick afterwards, he hasn't yet reacted. And I was hoping that would get closed down within the week. And then we have some pretty specific questions, which independently of his approval, we've already fed into the briefings request now a couple of weeks back, so that should be on its way. But now, indeed, the consideration would be whether instead of waiting for that, we go for a meeting right away to sort of get things moving a bit faster. So that's where we stand right now on the strategic priority. And, yeah, on the law enforcement needs, I mean, I saw that there was discussion last time that's the subgroup for which Thomas Walden is the rapporteur, but which I'm also on.
Yeah.
And here the questions that have been formulated in the first pass document are much more general, because that's also one of the areas where we were struggling with the sort of moving context. And here,
right.
I think I come back to here, not much has happened in the last couple of weeks, and I think here we need to see whether we just take the who is as it was, or whether we take whichever version is announced on, I guess, February 12th, or whenever they will do it, and then see how that measures up, and then take it from there. And what's worked well for the first report, what we've already started doing for the EU context, is to evaluate how it meets the needs for law enforcement. So in also in the context of the new development of the interim model, we have done a survey together with Europol of the member state law enforcement agencies to see how do they work with the current WHIS, what are their challenges, and what are the data fields that they require, and what else is needed that
mm-hmm.
we can build on to now evaluate whether the WHIS serves its purpose from a law enforcement perspective, and we would then have to extend that to a wider audience.
So that makes sense, and but I'm wondering if before, you know, well, February 12th is coming up fast, but even before that, if you could make that evaluation, or where you have with, I guess, asking the briefing questions, but if you started that dialogue with ICANN on how it exists right now, and then extend it to the, you know, the GDPR compliant model or the interim model after. So, because I do think we still need to look back on, you know, what has happened in the last 6 years since the last review team report, and, you know, have things changed in that time period to make things better or worse. For law enforcement, sometimes I wonder if it's gotten worse. But so I would, again, on the law enforcement, I would flesh that document. I did take a look at that document, and we were talking about maybe putting it up today, but you know, I think it needs more detailed questions and a roadmap. And I know Thomas, I reached, you know, out to Thomas, and he's just been, had family issues and work issues that have kept him too busy. But I think if there was, the document had a little more detail, it would help your plan moving forward. Lisa, you have your hand up.
Yeah, definitely. No, I think there you're right. And I think it's sort of, I mean, in doing the evaluation for now, the adjustments, we did talk to European law enforcement about the concerns that they have with the current WHIS. So we have a fair idea of how things have evolved since 2013, 2014. And there we did hear a lot of issues, in particular around two aspects. First of all, the increasing use of privacy proxy services and even more inaccurate information in the general WHIS, where privacy proxy services are not used. And then secondly, the challenge that arises from the fact that there's many registries that are not subject to the WHIS requirements, possibly for the CCTLDs, who also have an enormous market share and who impose very different conditions. And that
mm-hmm.
problem has grown larger for law enforcement over the years. But those are the two main aspects that we have come across, and we need to flesh that out further, and we also need to take it beyond the EU, because what we did now was just in cooperation with our usual, I mean, me as the European Commission, in cooperation with our usual suspects. So that, indeed, we would need to flesh out, and we could add some of the questions that we've done in the European context now also to this general documents, so they do exist, and we could expand that also, almost independently of Thomas, depending on how available he is.
Yeah, that would be a good idea, in my opinion, because the questions that you're asking EU law enforcement have got to apply to, for the most part, you know, if they're general questions, to any law enforcement around the world. And I also think that if you could add those questions to the template, that would help Thomas sort of, you know, move the document forward. Obviously, you're moving it forward, but, you know, it might spark some other questions for him, and in his own experience with law enforcement. So that would be great if you could drop those questions into the template and then share it with the subgroup again.
All right, will do.
Thanks, Catherine. And Lisa, you have your hand up?
Yes, I do. Thanks, Susan. And Lisa Pfeiffer for the transcript. So I think we need to be a little bit more clear also about what might be, what investigation might be happening outside this review team versus any surveying that the review team itself might do, because of course activities that the review team or the subgroup has within the review team really need to happen within the subgroup list and you know, within a formalized plan so that the whole community can be clear about what activities are taking place and participate in calls, if calls are scheduled, et cetera. To that end, if there is to be a survey of law enforcement agencies, we really need that spelled out in the document a little bit more clearly, and what the review team itself will undertake versus what you might need a third party to assist you with on surveys. So, Catherine, maybe you could give a little thought to any actual survey that you'll actually need some outside support for. We'll have to, you know, begin the process of evaluating what resources are needed to conduct a broader survey and get those lined up.
Sure, I'll consider that. I would say from my experience, we would probably do it ourselves. We use surveys a lot, and we run them ourselves using our tools. So I'm still hoping that we can stick to the no need for a third-party contract approach.
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello? Okay. Somebody told me the host has left the meeting. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that was.
Yes, but Lisa, I totally understand, and I will make that very clear. And, of course, if we run a globalized survey, we will run all the questions and everything through all the process. So what I did now was based on my some other hats that I wear.
Right, exactly. And so I think especially for those listening to this call and following the review team's activities, we just need to make it clear what the if I understand the European Commission is what you mean by ourselves.
Yes, so in this case, it was the European Commission and Europol, one of the agencies.
Okay, great. But within the review team, you know, you may need to make the proposal that that be the organization that runs the survey on the broader basis and get buy-in from the review team itself.
Yeah, so the tool that we use is publicly available to anyone, but we can make it clear that it was originally funded by the European Commission. And we will, of course, I will run this through all the, I will add it to the documents and run it through the procedures that you now mentioned.
Thank you. That's great.
So this is Susan Calgucci for the record. Lisa, would that be, you know, I mean, I know staff also has availability of a survey tool, so they could also help out with that survey, couldn't they? Or is the tool, Catherine, the tool you're talking about, is that specific to law enforcement?
No, it's called EU Survey. It's a general surveying tool that has some easy readout capability. So you can download in different formats and do some automatic data processing. but it's nothing particularly special. So if there's other tools that would be just as convenient, that would be perfectly fine. I was just thinking there's probably no need to get a full contract with a third party to run the survey.
Right. No, I would agree with that. So that would be great if you could start compiling the list of questions for the survey for your subgroup to review and add to. To me, that would be a big step forward.
Sure.
Okay. And Lisa, your hand's up?
It is. Thanks, new hand. But a follow-on point, which is just that I think from the perspective of the review team planning its work, outlining the questions that you think might need to be covered by a survey and the parameters of, you know, any tool that would be used, you know, that is that it would have global reach, you know, be accessible to everyone who might need to participate, how you would get the list of survey participants. Those kinds of things in terms of planning would be very helpful. And then, Catherine, absolutely, if you have a tool in place that meets those parameters, then I'm sure the team would want to leverage off of it. But getting the parameters spelled out clearly, I think, would be a huge help in moving this forward.
Excellent. This is Catherine again for the record. With all this encouragement, I'll try and take this forward.
Well, thanks, Catherine, and I think that was a good discussion to maybe also help some of the other teams think about how to move things forward. So, if there's no other discussion on the LE, can we go to the single who's policy with Carlton?
Hi, Susan. It's Carlton. I don't have any further update from last Friday. We did the first pass document. Catherine responded and added some clarifications and some things to it. Volka is our other team member, and he's been away for a while with some personal issues. So we're expecting Volka to get back in play by this week. So one of the once we get that lockdown, we start. I have started looking at the some of the documentation that's available on the policy. While we can do some other things, I think that in my view, and have that yet, not yet discussed it with the team, but I think the option that emerges from the current consultations on responding to the GDPR requirements may actually be seen as a policy, even a permanent temporary policy position. And in, to my mind, it would be probably the first time that you have a coherent policy position for MICANORG. The RDS Working Group 2 in very short while may issue an interim report that will tease out for the, in the traditional policymaking direction, what they're suggesting for policy for WIS. So we do have some things coming along that will be very helpful in teasing out the landscape for WIS policy. So we're just working with that. Thanks.
Thanks, Carlton.
Hi,
and
sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry,
Catherine.
Susan. Just really quickly, I have to drop off because I have a parent-teacher conference. I will try to rejoin later or else I'll speak to you on the next call. Sorry about that.
Okay. Thanks for letting us. Let's go. Okay, Catherine. Have a good day or evening for you, whatever it is. So I'm sure you've noticed this, Carlton, but Goran repeatedly, on several instances at least, three at least that I've noted, has stated how helpful it would be to have a single who is policy. So that might be interesting to quote that, you know, since all of this is transcribed in your report, because if the CEO is calling for a single who is policy, I think the whole community is too, but, you know.
Yes. You're quite right, Susan. We were very, well, I personally was hopeful because he kept on calling. That is why the options that he put out for community response is so interesting to me, because that would be, as I said, a good indicator of what a coherent who is policy is that he's talking about. So I'm looking forward to that, the dust settling there, and we have an option that people will coalesce around. We'll see what happens.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. And if there's something that the whole review team could help you with to move things forward, then let us know, because, you know, at the end of the day, this is all everybody's work on the review team.
Yes.
Lily, data accuracy. Do you have an update?
Yes, this is Lily for the record. Mm-hmm. And sorry, I was absent for the last September call last Friday. And after the first pass document submitted, I received one from Dimitri on the data accuracy subgroup. And I already updated the first pass document accordingly. And my planning is not to have the subgroup standard call to coordinate our efforts. In this subgroup, only Catherine, Dimitri, and myself involved. So I'm planning to drop the findings by myself first, and then consulting Catherine and Dimitri about their opinion. And also in the first draft document, I select we may need an interview with accuracy project team and also the
what? Did we lose you, Lily?
Just when
I can contact your compliance team. So I will go through the document you shared during the mailing list about the compliance team's response to the questionnaires to find if there is anything I need in the document. I may raise a questionnaire to the compliance team later. And this is for the work plan for this subgroup. And during my annual leave and last week's private leave, I didn't have no further updates about this subgroup.
Okay, well, thank you. And you might also, I can, I'll make sure this gets sent to the whole review team, but since compliance published their annual report, mm-hmm. You might find something in that document too that would guide your review of the data accuracy.
You mean the annual report from the compliance team?
Yes.
Okay, sure, we'll do that.
Yeah. Maybe staff can send that to the whole review team, the link to that. And then Lisa. Your hands up.
Thanks, Susan. Lisa Pfeiffer for the transcript. Lily, I know in the area of data accuracy, there are quarterly reports that are published about the results coming from the Rs of the accuracy reporting system. I'm wondering whether all of the team members in this subgroup are looking at all of the material that's been collected for data accuracy, or whether you plan to divide amongst yourselves the all the documents and webinars and supporting material to help go through everything that's available to you and decide whether you need additional information.
Actually, I didn't receive comments from Catherine yet, and unfortunately, Catherine already left this family call, so I'll check with the subgroup separately to test out whether they are willing to share the responsibilities or we need to go subgroups according to the materials we already collected. And I'll check with the subgroup later. And maybe it's a good suggestion for me, as you mentioned, there is really a lot of material to go through before just the findings.
Yes, and the reason that I ask it, I think it applies to this subgroup especially, but it does to others as well, that the reason we have subgroups rather than just an individual on each of these topics is to help share the burden and have more than one person familiar with all of the materials that lead to the recommendations the subgroup may offer to the full review team. So that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone in the subgroup has to read everything, but it does mean that you have more than yourself available as a resource to cover all the material that might need to be covered.
Okay, Lisa, thank you for reminding.
And this is Susan for the record, but I think that's a good reminder for all of us. And I took a note for the compliance subteam or subgroup. To a lot of those documents, I know I'm familiar with, but to actually do an in-depth review of them is a lot of work. So to divide and conquer is a better solution. So, Lily, you're sort of up again on, because Volker and Dimitri are not on the line. How about on who is Rep 1516 plan and annual report?
For this subgroup, we have counselors on the work plan. We will defer the drafting for the draft report until we have some draft conclusions from other subgroups.
Okay. And is there anything else that you could, that we could help you with to move that forward?
I would appreciate if any subgroups, once you finish your draft report, you can share a soft copy with me.
Okay, we can take a look at that. All right, and is there anybody on the call that's on these other sub-team or subgroups that could speak to them? I'm just sort of looking through them. I'm actually on consumer trust, and I know we've finalized the document, but we haven't taken any steps forward. And I'll take a look at that today.
Suzanne, I'm also on the consumer trust subgroup. I've seen the document and the listing needs to be updated, but I've seen the document. I know we've laid out something, but nothing much has changed since the last time Erica put it up.
Right. I do know there was a back and forth. Alan reviewed it and thought that a couple of the questions were either too broad or didn't pertain, and Erica was going to remove those.
Yeah.
So I'll take another look at that and see if we can develop a plan for the next step. And then privacy proxy, I'm not listed on that, but I did do the initial template. I'll take another look at that and see if there's something that I can develop a plan and move that forward. So, you know, it's pretty clear what's going on with Privacy Proxy right now. We won't know what's going on with Privacy Proxy after February 12th, probably. But taking a look back, you know, there's definitely been a lot has been worked on. It's just nothing implemented yet. So, okay. Anybody else want to comment? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carl.
Susan, sorry. This is Carl. I'm sorry, Susan. In respect of privacy proxy, you know, there's a IRT going on right now, a privacy proxy, and a lot of decisions were taken that might be useful in reporting on as a part of the looking back effort. Most of those things have not been implemented yet, of course, but it would be useful to, and there's an interim report out on it, I think, as well.
Right. Right. Okay. And then I realize I'm on Common Interface, too, and I haven't done anything on that. That was on my to-do list, and I didn't do it. So hopefully by Friday we'll have something a little bit more detailed. Right. Any other comments on the subgroups? Looks like we don't. So the roadmap to face-to-face meeting. Lisa, go ahead.
Yes, this is Lisa. Just one quick reminder to everyone, I guess, which is that after your work plan document is completed, we'll need to move quickly into those next steps. And that includes if you have questions that you need a briefing for, as Susan did with the compliance team, you'll need to develop those questions so they can be shared with subject matter experts that may then provide you with that briefing. Similarly, if you think you may have a study that you need to conduct, you'll need to identify that as quickly as you can, because putting together any study that involves outside help does require additional time.
Those are good reminders. And actually, all these questions are very critical on the slide. So I would recommend everybody working on subgroups to take these questions and think about them and provide answers to your subgroup on each of these. I think this would be a good structure for, you know, that next step of planning and scheduling of briefings if we need it, or, you know, actual interviews. So, and I would really stress, the conversation I had with compliance to me was really, really helpful. So I think, you know, actually getting on a phone call is really critical, because, you know, just a lot of nuanced details came out of that call. So I'm not sure what we plan. Okay, so this slide is the roadmap. So we have our face-to-face meeting planned for starting April 16th, but we need, you know, quite a bit of information from each of the subgroups to discuss at that meeting. So we have a little over 2 months to put that all together, to gather all the information and put it into some sort of working document so that the rest of the review team can review it and we can discuss at the face-to-face meeting. So I encourage everyone to make that next step and actually start your review Lisa, was there anything else you wanted to add on the roadmap to the face-to-face meeting?
I guess at this time. It might be helpful, maybe, Susan, if we have a target for each of the subgroups coming back with some answers to these questions. I don't know if an appropriate target would be the next plenary meeting or the one after that, but I think if we don't have answers to these questions very soon, it will be very difficult to actually complete the work before the face-to-face meeting.
That makes sense. So our next plenary meeting is Friday, right? Correct?
Correct, this Friday.
And then when is the following one? Because we did, on last week, we decided to change the meeting schedule a little bit, right?
Correct. I believe, and Brenda, correct me if I'm wrong, that the next plenary then would be Monday, the 19th of February.
Yes, that is correct, the 19th of February.
So let's make that our target, that all the subgroups come back with answers to these questions, you know, come back with a plan, and hopefully the 19th isn't pushing it too much for staff to help with these. But if we can definitely, if you can come back earlier with the answers to these questions, that'd be great. But if by the 19th, for sure, your subgroups have reviewed these questions and provided thought and consideration, on what you need, that would be, very helpful to our review. Good idea, Lisa. And Lisa, go ahead.
Thanks. Whoever's controlling the slide deck, maybe you could advance one more slide. All right. So this is the timeline as it's currently reflected in the work plan for the next phase, and we're now in, having completed the work planning phase, we're now in the work plan execution phase. And although there's no headings on this little snippet of the work plan, the first column is the start date. The first date column is the start date. The second date column is the end date. And then the subgroup responsible, the number of days between start and end, and the percentage complete. So as you can see in the current work plan, we're actually aiming to complete work plan execution by the 22nd of February, which may be optimistic right now. But that just gives us an idea of the timeline that would have been necessary to get us to the level of completion for our face-to-face meeting that we're aiming for. So we really do need to really dig in and begin work plan execution, not just planning, but actually doing the review and analysis, having our briefing sessions if those are needed, and beginning to draft your findings.
So could we maybe add that to an email to go out to the whole team, along with the questions from the previous slide and then the work plan execution? Because I think seeing this information is really helpful. Okay. Anybody else have any comments on the work plan execution? All right. And then on the face-to-face meeting, you should be receiving requests from ICANN Travel to set up your all your travel, you know, your airline details. So that should be coming soon. Alice or Jean-Baptiste, do we know when that'll happen?
Hi, Susan. Yes, there was a request that submitted after the last plenary call, and you should be receiving some information this week.
Okay, perfect. So if everybody can respond to that fairly quickly. And then did we have a slide on ICANN? We've already talked about the law enforcement subgroup, so I'm just going through the agenda here. Did we have a slide for ICANN 62?
Susan, this is Alice. Before we move on to ICANN 62, could we review the membership of the subgroups? This was on the agenda for
today. Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed that. Yes, we can, if you give me some hints on that.
Lisa, I'm probably going to ask you to review this one.
This is Lisa. I'm sorry. We're talking about ICANN 62?
The subgroup membership, and I am I'm for a loss what we – I remember that going on the agenda, but not why.
So I think – yeah, sure. Sorry. I heard you jump forward and then jump back, and I got lost in the thread. But, yes. So one of the reasons for reviewing this slide was both to reconfirm who is on each subgroup, but also to determine whether any adjustments were needed. In some cases, we may have rapporteurs that do not have time to work on this as much as they might like at this point. So a question would be, does someone else on the subgroup want to either temporarily or permanently step up to assist with pushing the ball ahead? And then do we have enough resources on each subgroup, or do we need to add any? I believe that Alan had done an assessment of the number of subgroup members recommended by each of the groups in their work plan compared to the number of members that were assigned, and found that every subgroup seemed to have the targeted number of members, so perhaps no additional resources would be needed. But, of course, in this chart that's displayed, you can see strategic priority is Carlton, Catherine, and Volker, with Catherine leading. The single who is policy is Carlton, Catherine, and Thomas, with Carlton leading, and Carlton gave a readout on that today. The outreach is Alan, Erica, and Carlton, with Alan leading. And Alan is not here today to give a readout on that. I believe he gave a readout on it on the Friday call. The merged compliance group Susan's already spoken to. But that's Carlton, Chris, Erica, Susan, and Thomas. So obviously we have more members here, but that is both because the subgroup identified a need for more members, and we've merged evaluation of recommendation 4 with the additional objective for compliance. Accuracy, Lily gave us a readout today, but that's Catherine, Dimitri, and Lily, with Lily on the lead. Privacy proxy, Susan, I believe you pushed that ahead during Volker's parental leave, but that's Catherine, Stephanie, Volker, and Susan assisting. And Susan, I know you reached out to Volker to determine whether he'd caught up on that yet, but clearly this is one area we need to get moving on, moving ahead. Common interface is Alan, Susan, and Volker, again with Volker in the lead. And Susan, I believe this is one where actually the first plan work planning draft work plan document hasn't even really begun. So this is an area that needs to be worked on it soon.
Okay.
IDNs is Alan, Dimitri, Lily, with Dimitri in the lead. And as Dimitri reported his regrets for today's meeting, he indicated that he'd give a readout on that in our next plenary call. Annual reports is Alan, Chris, Lily, with Lily in the lead. Anything new, which is changes to policy and procedures around RDS since the first review team completed, that would be Alan, Stephanie, and Susan, with Stephanie in the lead. Law enforcement, Catherine spoke to today, but that's Catherine, Chris, and Thomas, with Thomas in the lead. Consumer trust is Dimitri, Erica, Stephanie, and Susan, with Erica in the lead. And I know Carlton had expressed some interest in joining that one. Carlton, perhaps you need to touch base with Erica to reconfirm whether you want to be on that subgroup as well. And then safeguarding registrant data is Alan, Dimitri, and Stephanie, and Volker, with Alan in the lead.
Hi, Suzanne. This is Carlton. I did get to Erica, and she agreed for me to join the group. The email was sent several weeks ago. It's just not caught up with the documentation. Hello?
So we can add Carlton, Lisa, to that group?
Sure. So we can take an action to do that. So I think the question is, looking at the list of members and rapporteurs, are there any adjustments that need to be made here? Do we need to add resources to any group for the groups where the rapporteurs don't have the bandwidth to pay attention as you might like right now? Is there another member of the subgroup who wants to pitch in and get things rolling?
So, and I did have this as a... Go ahead, Carlton.
No, I'm sorry, Suzanne.
No, please go ahead.
Continue.
Did you have a comment?
Please continue. No, I'm withdrawing. Please continue.
Okay, sorry about that. So I did have a to-do for last week on drafting the anything new template and the common interface. So although I do not, want to unilaterally decide that I'm leading those teams, subgroups, I will, take a stab at drafting those templates and this week and getting them out to the subgroups for comment and editing. Hopefully we would get things moving forward. I'll also, on the privacy proxy, answer all those questions that we've posed on the next steps. And so hopefully to move that team forward a little bit more. So I'll take those initiatives. I don't know if anybody else. And thank you for volunteering, Carlton, on the other. Lily, you have your hand up?
Yes, this is the Bean Bullet Report. I read the resources request in the first part document and for the data accuracy subset. And I identified that we need at least 5% for this subgroup, and this I request for more human resources for this subgroup.
So you're asking for more resources for the data accuracy group?
Yes.
Okay. So right now you have Catherine, Dimitri, and...
Catherine and Dimitri, yes.
Yeah, so are you thinking one or two more people would be better to have on this team? Okay, so...
Yeah, maybe...
Go ahead.
Yes. If the review team members are not available, maybe the ICANN implementation team, I mean the ICANN staff, also can help.
Okay. Let's think about that. Lisa, go ahead.
Yeah, if I might. So it is important because this is an independent review of how ICANN implemented each of these recommendations, that the subgroup members actually be review team members. Now, ICANN staff, of course, is available to help. The subject matter experts can be brought in to answer the questions posed by the review team, but the review team members should be the members of the subgroup.
Okay, so what we can do, Lily, is put out a call for volunteers to the whole review team and see what additional, you know, members would be willing to join that group. But, you know, I can also commit some level of assistance there, and we can talk to Alan and see if he could also weigh in on that. Review team, or subgroup, sorry.
Suzanne, can I
yes,
say something?
Yes, Carlton. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Carlton.
Yeah, this is Carlton. Thank you, Suzanne. It would be good to know in one place where we think we're light on the subgroups and offer it. I noticed that we have the privacy proxy sub-team, and as well as the data accuracy part that Lily's speaking about. Those are two pieces that is quite intensive reporting work, especially in reading reports. There's a voluminous amount of reporting that's available around those two issues. I could go either one depending on how, where the greater need is, but it would be good if we could just for everybody's good, just kind of outline which ones we think we're light on in terms of membership interaction, and then invite the memberships. Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree, and I thank you for agreeing to step forward for one of those. So let's put it out to the review team and see if anybody else, you know, volunteers, we could add to the, I mean, I'm not indicated on the privacy proxy, but, you know, we do have four of us really working on that. So, it could be that data accuracy would, be the key one for right now. So let's put out a call for data accuracy specifically, but also maybe if there are others that are interested in joining other groups, like Carlton had stepped forward for consumer trust, then we could, you know, get more people engaged on each one. Lisa, your hand's up?
Yes, thanks. I wonder if we set a target of maybe this Friday, but set a target for any rapporteur that believes their subgroup needs additional resources to raise that to the full team in advance of Friday's call. And then in Friday's call,
yes,
perhaps we could solidify any additions because it's probably not helpful for the whole team to be on every subgroup, but to really identify first where the gaps are. And then have those of you willing to volunteer for something additional spread out across to fill those gaps.
Yeah, I agree with that. That makes a lot more sense. So let's go ahead and do that if we can. I see they're typing into the notes. We can send out an email today and then make a decision on a Friday. Okay. Is there anything else on reviewing the membership, subgroup membership?
I think that's it for today. I guess the most important point is that because we're working, moving from planning our work to executing, if we need to make adjustments to the subgroups, now is probably the right time to do that so that then the subgroups that have been assigned really can buckle down and begin to dig through the work as a group.
Yes, I would agree with that completely. Okay, so we'll try to get them, get the subgroups the resources they need by Friday, and hopefully the subgroups will also answer all the next step questions, which can get us moving. All right. That was a good discussion. So let's go to, I think we're ICANN 62. Okay, and I am sort of blanking out on what we're discussing here. So either Alice or Jean-Baptiste, did you have input on this?
Yes, Susan, this is Alice. So on Friday, on the plenary call, we flagged for you the deadlines that we have internally for all the meeting requests to be submitted for Panama, the ICANN 62 meeting. So per the work plan, we do have a meeting mapped out for this particular window of time, and we would like to confirm with the group whether you wish to proceed with the face-to-face meeting and engagement session. So this is still up for discussion, and I think the discussion was meant to happen today. Hope that clarifies.
Right. Thank you. So this would be another face-to-face meeting for the review. This is a question, actually. We would actually meet at the ICANN 62 and have a working session, but also do community outreach. Is that what we intended?
Correct. Yeah. Although
that was the approach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although Alan seemed to indicate on Friday, I believe that it may be difficult for today to schedule a 2-day meeting with all the other meetings happening at the same time. But this was group discussion.
Oh, that's right. A 2-day meeting. So I'm more concerned that we will actually have something for the community to, you know, comment on by then. So if we meet in April and face-to-face, do you think we will have draft recommendations to the community before the ICANN 62? Lisa, please go ahead.
Thanks. I just want to point out that it's not actually necessary to present recommendations to the community in order to have an outreach, that because you don't have an engagement session in Puerto Rico, you actually won't have engaged the community in even looking at the objectives that you're working on. So the starting point of the engagement session, of course, would be sharing your objectives, and then anything that you feel comfortable sharing with respect to the facts that you've found and the starting points of your recommendations. So I guess my point is there may be plenty to share with the community in an engagement session, short of recommendations that you feel are pretty sound by the middle of June.
Okay.
Can I just add to what Lisa's saying? Yes, Lisa is absolutely right. That's it. The issue for Alan was because he and others, Chrissy mentioned specifically, we usually are engaged in front-loaded meetings before the official start of the ICANN meeting. It would have been difficult to meet. But that does not stop others who are surrogates to have engagement sessions with the various community groups to do exactly what Lisa says, kind of give them a heads up on where we're going with this, what kinds of issues we are going to look at. And so we'll have lots of those that would have emerged by then. So we did agree, at least it was trending to agreement, that there would be a face-to-face. The question was whether or not we could schedule a two-day face-to-face that would have been kind of shoehorned into the agenda before the official start of the ICANN meeting.
Okay.
And everybody who's available, everybody on the team would be available for.
So we're a definite then, I think, in agreement on the engagement session during ICANN 2, 62, excuse me, going back a few years for ICANN 2. But it's up for discussion as the face-to-face meeting. So that would put us the 23rd and the 24th in Panama. And is that even possible, Alice?
I will need to do some investigations on that.
Okay. And does anybody have any, you know, would prefer not to meet prior to the ICANN 62? Does anybody have any feelings about that or inability to meet then? Okay, so I think we should put the possibility of having a face-to-face connected to the ICANN 62 meeting out in an email to the whole review team because, you know, we had some of us were on Friday's call and some of us are on today's call, so just for continuity. But then we should agree on we definitely have the engagement session. Is there a meeting request we'll need to do, Alice, to ensure we have the engagement session?
Yes, we'll take care of that for you. We'll get back to you on this topic. Once we get a chance to talk to our colleagues, we'll get back to you on this.
Okay, perfect. All right. So, was there any other decision you needed from us today on this at all on ICANN 62?
No, this is great. This is a good head start. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Alice. All right. I do not know what the agenda will be for. Well, we've added several agenda items for Friday or deadlines for Friday. So maybe Jean-Baptiste, if you could go over the few items that we decided that we need a decision on Friday or a feed or a report from the different subgroups.
Excellent. So by Friday, so each reporter should have identified the need for additional resources and subgroup members. On the compliance subgroup, Susanne had mentioned that she will confirm the next step with subgroup members. On the law enforcement subgroup, Catherine had spoken about the survey and will flesh out potential questions for this survey. And also groups should come back, but that's later on. That's not for this Friday. Other than that, I don't have any other item.
Okay. That works. And do we have any AOB, any other business that someone would like to bring up today? Okay. I'm not sure we, Lisa, was there anything else we should talk about?
I think just have Jean-Baptiste review today's action items, and that might prompt anything else that needs to be covered before we conclude.
Okay. Jean-Baptiste?
Okay, so as I mentioned, compliance subgroups, so Suzanne speaking from Next Step with subgroup members, law enforcement subgroups to flesh out potential questions for law enforcement survey, subgroups to come back with a plan and answers to roadmap questions by the 19th of February. An email is to go out to the review team with questions on next steps that were highlighted in the slide deck and work plan execution details. Add Carlton to the consumer trust subgroup and subgroup mailing list, and reporters to identify by Friday, 9th of February, the next plenary call with our additional subgroup members. And also, we have noted your request for a possibility of a face-to-face meeting on the 23rd or 24th of June. That's it.
Okay. We actually got through quite a bit here today. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thanks, Susan. I wonder if you might want to identify a subgroup to drill into in Friday's call, if time permits.
That would be great. I'd ask Volker to email whether or not we could do that on Privacy Proxy. And are there any other suggestions? Maybe data accuracy, would that... That might be a help to Lily. Lisa, please go ahead.
I wonder if we might want to pick one of the two groups that hasn't really started their work plan. A common interface comes to mind.
Okay, let's do that. That's a good idea. And I'll provide a draft template. And then, but as usual, anybody's thoughts or ideas is always helpful. So it'd be good to drill in on Friday on that one. All right. Any other comments or concerns? Well, I'll give you back 15 minutes of your day. And thanks for all the good discussion today. I think we did move the ball forward a little bit. And I think that'll get us running smoother on our work. So have a good day or evening, and we'll talk on Friday.
Thank you all. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks all. Bye.